Take some time to adjust the volume and to experience walking slowly while listening to my voice. Walk. I suggest not having the sound up too high. Let the recording be overlaid on the sounds of the world you pass through. It's another layer. Keep walking. The layers can intermingle, and sometimes you will wonder what is real and what is coming from the recording. This is as it should be. What is real is always subject to doubt. Keep walking. Do you know about walking along a river? Do you have the feeling of the air? A sense of the air? Can you feel it on your skin? Is there a sense of squishiness in the earth, as if it's half water, wanting to draw you into the flow? Do you see the boughs hang down over the water, reaching for it, reaching and falling back? What do you know about walking along a river? I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway, well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. Do you know about walking along a beach? On sand that's a bit coarse, so you feel it massage your feet roughly, so you feel it abrade your skin a little, so you feel your heels sink in, and then the rough sensation climbs up the sensitive skin of your arch. Do you know about the shallow waves that cast overlapping patterns of lines on the beach? Lines intersected by the footprints of sandpipers, the tracks of sandpipers that are like a writing upon the earth. Do you know about walking on a city street? A street with sectioned pavement, sectioned in squares that are often broken. A sidewalk threaded with paths of so many, paths that interweave and also taper off. A landscape that fuels a soundscape. So many voices, horns, calls, cries, screeches, shouts, footsteps, accelerations, and silences. What is the space between the silences? You'll take the high road and I'll take the low. And I'll be in Scotland before you. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Do you know about walking in the desert? A trail that winds through cactus and brush and follows the edge of a canyon. It follows a line already upon the land, already dry, already full of hidden life. Do you look up at the giant sky, the endless sky, the overwhelming dome of blue that holds the desert firm? The energy that charges out of the blue, blue sky and connects with the dry, dry land and electrifies the landscape, electrifies your pulse, connects your pulse to the earth. Feel yourself walking on the earth, through the concrete, through the asphalt. Feel the motion go through your body as your legs pull you forward, as your feet push off from the earth. Let your gaze soften and let the passing landscape blur a little. Now you are here. Now you are here. Now you are here. Imagine seeing yourself from space, seeing your small form making progress upon the earth, going from here to there, and then there is here. Now look up at the sky above you. Do you know about walking under the sky? The sky holds all this together. It forms a curved pocket of air to hold us all. Sometimes it presses us down toward the earth. Sometimes it lifts us with its infinite buoyancy. Sometimes it moves us gently, with sweet pressure, from here to there. And then there is there again. I want him, I need him, and someday, somewhere, oh, I need him. He'll be kinda shy, but real good looking too, and I'll be certain he's my guy by the things he likes to do, like walking in the rain and wishing on the stars up above and being so in love. Do you know about walking in tandem with everyone? Just as you are walking, so are they. An ephemeral design of steps is printed on the earth, a chaotic pattern that resolves and then dissolves. What is the sound? Can you detect a rhythm when your steps intermingle with others around you? Can you impose a rhythm and thereby create order in the world? Do you know about walking in a soundscape? I mean the internal one. You hear your own steps. You hear your own breath. You hear yourself swallow. Then there are your thoughts. This constant narrative of your own life. This constant telling and retelling of the present, the past, the future. This constant interpretation of what passes in front of you as you walk and the constant incorporation of it into yourself. Do you know about walking? About how you get from here to there? That you are always going from here to there, and then you are here. Walking is a path through time, and if you look back to see the path is erasing itself, drawing itself in and disappearing, don't stop walking. Don't turn back. The place you return to is never the place you left.